thank you for your word. And we pray as we open your word together this morning that you will speak deep into our hearts, that we may return our love to you in a deeper and more experiential way. We ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. If you would have your Bible open, please, at Matthew 2. I wonder if, like me, you often lose your phone or your keys and end up searching for them. Sometimes I say to John, just ring my phone and then I might know where it is. But the trouble is, it might be on silent and that's not very helpful either. But sometimes we have to search for things that are very important. Before I was ordained, would you believe I had to find my baptism certificate and my confirmation certificate? I wonder where you know where yours are. Well, that was quite a search, because then I had to think, well, where was I when I was a baby? Where did my parents live? What church might it have been? Was that church still there? Was it open? And so on. It was quite a journey, I'll tell you. I did find them, but it was not an easy exercise. So I wonder what you search for. Is there something that you're searching for at the moment on your spiritual journey? What is it this year you would like to find? Have you personally met Jesus? And if so, what next? To know his word, perhaps in more clarity, experience more of the Holy Spirit prompting you and speaking to you, nudging you to do something. Well, let's look at the search that the wise men and their searching and what they did. First of all, we're told that they are wise men. What does it mean? Well, I think it means that they were certainly interested in learning, and we know that because they were not content to sit back and let the world go by. They wanted to find out things. One of the things that they did was to study the stars. And there's a footnote in the Bible about that. And as they looked at the stars, searching for truth and knowledge, they found the greatest star of all, telling them that the King of the Jews had been born. Isn't it fantastic how God meets people just where they need it? It doesn't matter what background they come from, but if they're truly searching, God will meet them. So what does he do? They were wise men who studied the stars, and God spoke to them in that way. And I think that gives us great encouragement when we're praying for perhaps our friends or colleagues or people we know, and we think they can never come to Jesus. How are they going to learn? Who's going to speak to them? But you know, God can work in so many mysterious ways. And we kind of take it for granted because we know the story so well. But actually, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? That a star that they look at tells them that the King of the Jews has been born. And so they decided, okay, no, that's okay. No, they thought, wow, this is something exciting. This is something that's been revealed to us. This is something we've got to do something about. And so they wanted to go and to pay homage to him, it tells us in verse 2. So these learned, wise men knew that this king was somehow very special. And probably they weren't Jews, but they wanted to go and they wanted to give him homage. They wanted to give him honor. So what did they do next? Did they wait for everything to come to them in their search? No, of course not. And so often we think God should always be taking the initiative when actually we should be using our own understanding. And so they use their own understanding and their own minds to think, well, okay, King of the Jews must be in Jerusalem. And so that's where they set out to go. But it was a long way, so they had to prepare for this journey. There was no straightforward air travel, going to the travel agents and saying, this is where I want to go. No, they had to prepare. It would be camels and food and gifts and servants. Everything. Must have been a great deal to organise, much more than when we go on holiday. Perhaps you can remember when you prepared to go on a camping holiday or something with your children. We used to go to France with a caravan. And, oh, what a job getting ready. And the days before you go, you think, yes, there's some knowing looks. When you think, oh, is it really worth it? And surely that must have been like for the wise men. They had to organise everything. It wasn't straightforward. We just seemed to think, oh, they got on the camels and they went. It would have taken a lot of organisation. It would be challenging. It wouldn't be easy. But the wise men not only showed initiative, but they showed perseverance. They were going to go on this search because it was very important that they met this king of the Jews. And so it doesn't say they followed the star all the way to Jerusalem, if you note that. So they had to go. They had to find their way to Jerusalem. In verse 3, it tells us that when they got to Jerusalem, we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. And you know, sometimes we can be frustrated on our own spiritual journey because it's not always straightforward, is it? And we somehow want God to take us every step of the way. But God has given us understanding and skill to work some things out for ourselves. But it might be hard work, just like the wise men. And we are so fortunate, aren't we, in our Christian culture today. There's books, there's films, there's video clips, there's Christian TV, there's the counsel of others and the wisdom of others. In our searching to find deeper truth, we have lots of help. But it doesn't always arrive just on a plate in front of us. And so the wise men, they arrived at Jerusalem at Herod's palace because that's where they thought the king would be. And you're thinking, wow, have they got it wrong? Should they have not gone there? Because, of course, Herod wasn't pleased. And often, you know, we can be afraid when we step out in faith that we're going to take the wrong turning, we're going to do the wrong thing. But no, faith is actually acting on the information that we have and God's Holy Spirit prompting us. And we don't need to be afraid that we'll get things wrong because the Bible tells us that God is always there to guide us. And actually, by going to the palace, first of all, they learned a very valuable lesson. Herod, of course, inquired of the chief priests and the scribe, where would this king be born? And, of course, the answer came from the Old Testament scriptures from the book of Micah. And so here the wise men surely would have learnt about God's word through the scriptures. And that in the scriptures we have the answers to finding God. And, you know, isn't that so wonderful? And that's why the scriptures, that's why we've got the eagle here, is so important to each one of us. Because through the scriptures, we can find God. I remember reading a book many, many years ago now. It was by a Jewish guy. I dared to call him Father. I don't know if some of you have read it. And it was a Jewish guy and his daughter, I think, if I remember rightly, had become a Christian. And he was livid. And so he went back to read the scriptures and read them and became a Christian himself because he was truly searching for the truth and found God. And I would like to think that when the wise men knew about the scriptures, they would take a copy home with them because probably they had the expense and they could buy some of these to learn more of the word of God because they knew that this king was no ordinary king, but the Messiah. And the significance of God's word is seen here. Without it, the chief priests and the scribes couldn't have answered the question that Herod was asking. And we too can give answers to others when we know the scriptures. So we need to ask ourselves, how well do we know the scriptures? And if we look back at the last year, we're now in 2018... At this time in 2017, and now do we know more of God through his word than we did then? And what about this time next year in 2019? Is your vision, is your aim, your goal to know more of God's word? Will you have grown in understanding and knowledge? And then, if so, how have you planned for it? Bible study? Join a home group if you're not in one? Maybe an app for your phone? You can get an app on your phone and have it read to you as you're in the car or whatever now. There are so many ways in which we can plan to increase our knowledge and love of God's word. And if we don't plan for it, it probably won't happen. It doesn't just happen by accident. So let's think about that in the next few weeks so that we plan to get to grips with God's word. So that we can answer those questions that sometimes people ask us and we're not quite sure of where it was in the Bible or what we can say to them. And so the wise men who had set out from Jerusalem to go to Bethlehem. And if you just look at your Bible, you will see that as they set out, excuse me, in verse 9. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising. So as they set out on the next leg of their journey, the star appeared again to guide them. God wasn't going to get them lost. He was going to guide them. And I think sometimes we think that that star must have been there all the way, every step. But that's not actually what it says. And as we step out in faith to obey God, he is there with us too, just as he was with the wise men. They didn't wait for the star, but they set out and the star was there. I wonder what that might mean for you and me as we step out in faith. Do we step out in faith and trust that God is going to lead us? Or are we sitting back just waiting for it to happen? Talking to that neighbour or that friend, God has promised to help us to speak, and the Holy Spirit will give us the words that we need. If we think back about our fruitfulness on the front line, what did we have? Model godly character. Be a mouthpiece for truth and justice. Be a messenger of the gospel. Minister grace and love. Mould the culture and make in good work. As we do those things, God will guide and help us and give us the words and the actions to fulfill what we need to do. But it's as we begin to do it that God will enable and help us. And then, excuse me, when they saw where the star stopped, the anticipation must have been overwhelming that the star had actually stopped. And they knew that they had found the King of the Jews, the Saviour, the Messiah of the world. And what does it say? In this version that we've got in church, it says they were overwhelmed with joy. Isn't that wonderful? Overwhelmed with joy. They were filled with joy. It was absolutely overwhelming them. Is that your experience? When we meet with Jesus for that very first time, there's nothing like it, is there? There is nothing like it. And it's so wonderful when somebody becomes a Christian, they're just absolutely pouring with joy. And it's always wonderful. I just love it when somebody accepts Jesus for the first time because they're just full of joy. To meet with Jesus fills us with joy that the world can never give us. But you know, the Bible goes on to tell us that we should have that joy always. Not perhaps exactly in the same way, but the joy of having that relationship with Jesus. The joy that just melts your heart. Not necessarily laughter, because we go through difficult times, but the joy of knowing that Jesus is your Saviour, that Jesus is your special friend. And it is a joy to know that we are forgiven, to know that He is my helper and my strength. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if we've lost our joy, why could that be? Have we drifted away? Are we not spending time in His presence as we should? Because that joy should never really ever leave us if we stay close to Him. We talk, don't we, in relationship matters of a husband and wife, to spend time together, to make time to have special date nights and do all of those things to keep the romance alive. But you know, we need to do that with Jesus too. We need to spend time in His presence to keep that joy alive so that we just know that He's there with us. And then as they met Jesus, they fell at His feet and paid homage. Worship. Worship that came from within. Worship that caused them to fall down at His feet and give Him the honor that He deserved. I wonder, when I really, and you too, really worship God from the bottom of your heart, I've just felt absolutely overwhelmed by it. And they gave. They gave gifts. They gave of what they had. And we could go all about the things, but I'm not doing that today. The gifts. They gave. You see, worship is about giving. Worship is about giving ourselves to God. And our response to Him, to truly worship Him, to fall down at His feet and kneel before Him. And then finally we see that the wise men were very spiritually aware. They had a dream, but no ordinary dream. They knew it was a dream from God, and they recognized the voice of God speaking to them and warning them. Do you recognize the voice of God speaking to you? Do I? Some of us have dreams. Some have visions. Some just know that prompting in their heart. But all of us need to recognize the voice of God. And they not only were spiritually aware and recognized the voice of God, but they obeyed God. And as a result of their obedience, Mary and Joseph and Jesus planned their escape. They went home another way, not via Jerusalem. And you know, it's true for us too, that our obedience is necessary, not only for our own spiritual growth, but also for the welfare of others. If the wise men had not obeyed and gone back to Jerusalem and said, oh, we found him in such and such a place, what would have happened? But Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus were able to escape to Egypt because the wise men didn't go back to Herod and tell him. The wise men brought to meet with Jesus because of their searching. What an example they are for us. Fulfilling the promise that God gave to Abraham, that through the Jewish nation the whole world can be reconciled to God. So how keen is my search and your search to know Jesus more and to grow more like him? Are we truly seeking for more of God's truth and God's knowledge in his word? Do we act upon what we know? Do we take initiative? Are we courageous and take risks? Are we listening for the voice of God, stepping out in faith and trusting God to guide us? And then as we meet with Jesus, day by day, do we draw closer to him, responding to him with love and worship? And as the carol says, giving our all, giving our heart to him. May that be for each one of us this 2018, true for us all, that we will be like the wise men, full of joy, searching to come closer to God and then to worship him with all that we are and all that we have. Amen.